We're back, and I got to tell you, my brother from another mother, Todd Perkins, he is the best at what he does. It gets done what he has to get done continuously. I see him early in the morning, late at night. We park at the same spot. Brother Todd, you with me, my man?
Yes, I am. And so if you see me, then that means you're doing the same thing that I'm doing. You know, we're just chasing our tails, right?
Yeah, but I'm a little slower than you. You think faster than me, man. So it takes me longer. And I speak slower most of the time. So it takes me a little longer to get the stuff out.
No, it just gives a profound way of speaking. That's all it is. Great. Hey, but you've been doing some great work I see in the paper, man. Well, I won't really talk about it now, but I just got to commend you. When I see you in the parking lot, I got to talk to you about it.
Thank you, my man. Thank you. I got to tell you, I was called earlier by Steve Courtney on WJR, and then Lomas Brown in the show, they talked about it, and I said, hey, listen, guys, I got the guy coming on tonight everyone's talking about, and I believe 1,000% people don't understand the law. But you were the guy and your team on the Eastern Market shooting case. Let's talk about it for a minute. It's self-defense, no crime. Everyone
Correct.
Wants to know, and it's an easy answer, but it's a sad one. Everybody wants to know, how does that work as it relates to the innocent bystander?
Well, we all know about this thing called transferred intent, where if I had a bad intention to hurt someone and I made a mistake and hurt the next person, then that would be wrong and I could be charged for that. Whereas if I had a justifiable purpose, which in this situation was self-defense and defense of others, and I took action and that action accidentally struck this other person like it did tragically in this situation, the initial action was justified. So then that initial action couldn't be bastardized by the fact that it had some unintended consequences, because clearly this is our client had no intention on hurting anyone. He only had intentions on saving someone. And the irony of this entire tragic set of circumstances is the person who you're talking about, the innocent victim, he was one who was trying to break up the fight himself.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, and there's so many flowing and positive things about this individual whom I never met. But, you know, he brought joy to so many lives. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our client is really miserable with himself about this. I mean, he is.
That's a tragedy for what. Yeah. Talk about that for a second. I mean, you know, people that are down in the bottom, a lot of people don't care about. People that are on the mountain are trying to be, you know, take you down constantly. You and I know that
right.
Every day of the week, twice
Absolutely.
On Sunday. Tell me about your client. How is he? How's his helmet? How's he standing up in dealing with this?
Well, so I have to give kudos to my partner, Adam Clemens. He has taken lead on this, and he's directly communicated with the client. I've helped him as far as, you know, the research that we did and some of the communications we had with law enforcement and the prosecutor's office. But the client is as a lawyer lost for words. When does that happen?
Yeah, and with you, I never. But speaks, this is a tragic thing that
you
can't necessarily sum up.
Yeah, and it speaks to the situation and the gravity of the situation in which he feels horrible. I mean, I can't say it any other way. I think that's the best way to say it, is keep it simple. He knows that his actions were justified. He knows that he did the right thing based upon what that other bad actor was doing.
Right.
But, you know, to have and to be ensnared in this sort of triangle with a situation in which he knows about this individual now, he's heard about this individual now, and, you know, wishes, sends condolences to the family who may not want that right now. You know how raw those feelings are.
Rawness is a tough thing to get through.
Yeah, and, you know, but to say that he is not in a good place would be an understatement. I mean, he is thankful that, law enforcement, that Kim Worthy, that they made the right decision, and we stand by the right decision. And it is this is a classic situation in which deadly force was necessary to stop what was potentially a deadly set of consequences. But the unintended consequence is a greater, sort of social issue that we need to talk about.
You know, I praised Kim Worthy both via text and I praised her on interviews. It takes a lot of fortitude to do what she did because so many people want to just rubber stamp it, put it in front of a district court judge and see if they can get it bound over and yada, yada, yada. But the law is the law, and she stood up on facts. And she asked if she could come on next time to speak about it, but she had an event tonight. She couldn't. But the facts in this case and the law in this case sit on all fours. But it's that conundrum that citizens, Joe Sixpack, don't necessarily always understand in light of another person, but you know that transferred intent, he wasn't intending to do anything other than a law of self-defense and self-defense of others, and that is the purity of it. And this, but sadness comes through. Yeah,
and to more to Kim Worthy in this respect, and to the police department, they did something that is not necessarily what the general public would want. But this is our opportunity. Yours, you have a voice tied out here with your listeners, who I know you have a large listening audience, because every time I get off, people are texting me about what I should do, what I shouldn't do, and let Todd take the reins because
right.
Smarter than you.
No.
But no, I believe that Kim Worthy is the leader that we need.
Amen.
She does the things that we don't all that we don't necessarily agree with, but in her heart of hearts, she feels and does the right thing. And anyone out here who is upset with her because of the decision, this is like 2 + 2 = 4.
Right, right.
That's
right.
Just that simple. I mean, and for them, and understand the toil and the arguments that took place between law enforcement and the prosecutor's office, they waxed and waned over this for the 3 days. And because they wanted to be right, they researched every aspect of what they could do, what they couldn't do, and they didn't do the weak thing. And what I mean by the weak thing is what you just brought up, is to charge the man and let a judge dismiss the case.
Amen.
That's the weakness that we don't need. We have a leader in Wayne County, and they did the right thing. And I say that legally, but my heart still is heavy for this family who lost a brother or a cousin, a son, a father.
Yeah.
He was a lot of he was all those things to so many different people.
Yeah, to everybody. And you know what? Our hearts go out to that young man's family. And, the crown is heavy and there's people that will try to throw down. But you're 1,000% right. Todd is always mad. Kim stood up and had the courage to make a call where a lot of people in this world would not. So my hat's off to that. I got 1 minute. I got 1 minute. I want a quick answer on, does P. Diddy.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, that's crazy talk. That's crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
But can that guy ever.
He knew it was coming.
Yeah, he knew it was coming. Right. He could never. I don't know. How does that man ever come back?
Well, I mean, I don't think he comes back professionally. Now it's about what can you salvage of the rest of my life?
That's
as
right.
As a 54-year-old or 55-year-old man, what can I salvage from my life? You can, even if you're victorious in this case, socially, professionally, that which you were doing is no longer there. There's no space for that in there. Unfortunately, in this situation, just because you could win a legal case doesn't mean that you win from a social perspective. Doesn't mean that you win the court of public opinion. And that's I refrain from making judgment, but. At the same time, the soil is there. The dirt has been poured.
Yep, you're right, my man. You're right. It's all about right now talking about liberty and what he can save of it. So
But I think he should have gotten a bond. I do.
Where's he going to go? Where's he going to go? I mean, come on. You got a magnifying glass on the guy.
Absolutely.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
I had the same argument with some other big people that, they wanted to
put
into.
But here's what I think is garbage, though, and I'm going to say that word garbage. his lawyer negotiated his return. He came back to the city, stayed in a hotel, and was going to surrender the next morning. And they sent the U.S. Marshals to his hotel and arrested him that night. I think that's trash.
Yeah, that's really just showmanship and not following through with a handshake. You and I, you put your hand out, it's your bond. I put my hand out, it's my bond. Yeah, we didn't find that here.
He was going to be in court.
That's right. Yep. That's right. God bless you, my friend. You too. You too. Take care. Talk to you soon, my man. We'll be right back with Behind the Bench, and we have none other than Ven Johnson.